Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
It is time to check out today's Drive at 5. 7 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock. 59 degrees and a lot of sunshine on this Wednesday. Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. Here's the latest from the NTSB. They say they have recovered the ship's voyage recorder data. The recovery mission underway for the bodies of six people after the Baltimore Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed, hit by that container ship at 1:28 a.m. yesterday. The mission was made harder by heavy rain, patchy fog, temperatures in the 40s. The six missing people are all presumed dead at this point. They're construction workers who are on the bridge filling potholes. Two people were rescued from the water. One has been treated at a local trauma center. The governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, vowing that he would use every resource available to find those who are presumed dead. The ship lost power. A distress call prompted authorities to close the bridge to traffic. Video of the ship, emergency radio transmissions, and analysis by maritime veterans paint a picture of a disastrous scenario, one that could have been much worse. The NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy saying that the agency has recovered the voyage data recorder. Customers along the East Coast all the way to the Midwest could see a costly impact from the collapse of the bridge, which was named for the man who wrote the poem that became Our Star-Spangled Banner. The Kremlin is stepping up its efforts to blame Ukraine and the West for the attack on Moscow. The Kremlin, embracing the challenge in the wake of last week's deadly terror attack, pinned the blame on its enemies. Russian officials stepping up their efforts to point the finger at Ukraine and the West, a task made more difficult by a lack of publicity that is presenting evidence, denials by Kyiv matched by claims of responsibility by Islamic State terrorist groups, and the contradictions in a narrative put forth by the Kremlin's hawks. Although President Vladimir Putin offered early hints of the claim that Ukraine was in some way involved in the concert hall attack, the Russian leader and his propaganda machine have doubled down on those claims in recent days. The head of the country's Federal Security Service, the FSB, suggesting that it was not just Kyiv, but the United States and Britain behind the attack, which has now claimed at least 140 lives there. U.S. measles cases this year have already surpassed the total from last year. And oh, by the way, it's March. Measles cases spiking in the last 3 months, driven in part by outbreaks centered in the migrant shelter of Chicago, an elementary school in southeast Florida, and a children's hospital and daycare in Philadelphia. The United States at this point has 64 cases across 17 states, surpassing last year's total of 59. Number of measles cases last year, 59. And it's already at 64, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Most cases reported this year linked to international travel. A majority were among children who had not yet received a measles, mumps, and rubella or MMR vaccine. Two doses of the vaccine, 97% effective, but the CDC said in an advisory to healthcare providers last week that pockets of low vaccination coverage leave some communities at a higher risk for outbreaks there. The Amazon acquisition is going to cost them $2.75 billion. What are they buying? Well, Amazon making its largest outside investment in its three-decade history as it looks to gain an edge in the artificial intelligence race. The tech giant says it's going to spend another $2.75 billion backing a company called Anthropic, a San Francisco-based startup that's widely viewed as a frontrunner in generative artificial intelligence. Its foundation model and chatbot Claude competes with OpenAI and ChatGPT. The company's announced an initial $1.25 billion investment in September. September and said at the time that Amazon would invest up to $4 billion. Well, Wednesday's news marks Amazon's second portion of that funding. Amazon maintaining a minority stake in the company. It will not have a board seat. The deal was struck at the AI startup's last valuation, which was $18.4 billion. Over the past year, the company has closed five different funding deals worth about $7.3 billion. The company's product directly competes with OpenAI's ChatGPT in both enterprise and consumer worlds, and it was founded by an OpenAI research executive and other researchers that worked for that company. Store closing banner was affixed to the front of the Greensburg Family Dollar today. The shelves inside mostly bare. Lawrenceville, you're seeing customers pulling into the parking lot. The Penn Avenue Family Dollar only to find a handwritten note saying permanently closed on the automatic doors after announcing earlier this month that Dollar Tree, which operates 16,700 Dollar Tree and Family Dollar stores across 48 states and Canada, is closing more than 1,000 underperforming locations over the next several years, and those closures have now started. Family Dollar said the closures are a result of a review of its portfolio of Family Dollar stores to address underperformance. City of Pittsburgh challenging tax exemptions on more than 100 properties. Spoiler alert, more than half of them are owned by UPMC. As Pittsburgh officials will be challenging the tax-exempt status of over 100 properties, many of which are owned by the healthcare giant, this round of challenges focusing directly on properties not being used for their charitable purposes or are owned by an organization that does not qualify as purely public charity or owned by an organization that has lost its nonprofit status, according to the city solicitor. This is just good, basic, good government cleanup operation, is what the solicitor says. Those parcels should be returned to the taxpayer rolls. This is a process that should have been done in previous years, end quote. Many of the properties being challenged are parking lots, parking garages, vacant lots, even empty buildings. The total, 104 properties that could bring in $6.5 million to the city's property tax revenue. Total potential revenue when combining the taxes from the city, Pittsburgh Public Schools, and the local parks and library taxes would be about $15.3 million. The FAFSA miscalculations are impacting some borrowers here in Pittsburgh. Miscalculation in college student financial aid information means more than 200,000 borrowers' information must be recalculated, and that means that some here in the Pittsburgh area are among those affected. Officials at Penn State, at Slippery Rock, at Point Park University confirming the miscalculation impacts a small number of their students and prospective students. The error has not impacted Duquesne, IUP, or Carlo. University of Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon, Chatham University did not say whether the error had directly impacted their students and prospectives. The error specifically impacts some students who reported financial assets like investments, savings, and total cash. A vendor working for the U.S. Department of Education forgot to factor those assets into their calculation on students' FAFSA forms. Yet another whoops in a long, long line of errors when it comes to revamping the FAFSA form. And that wraps up today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines. It's a quarter past 5 on KDKA.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! auto parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.